Lowestoft Bingo Club changes hands as Merkur completes sale. As part of a strategic effort to refine its business focus, Merkur Casino has finalized the sale of its Merkur Bingo Club in Lowestoft to Real Fun Group. The deal is a win-win for both parties as it helps them accomplish their operational goals. For Merkur Casino, the sale represents a key milestone in its ongoing efforts to optimize operations and focus on its core slots and casino gaming businesses. Real Fun Group, which currently operates a portfolio of 10 bingo clubs across England, sees the acquisition as a crucial opportunity to increase its market share in the English bingo sector. Quote, "Following an interesting first year as a newly formed group, we had ambitions to further grow our estate through strategic acquisitions in the years to come. Whilst it might have arrived a little earlier than expected, we believe Lowestoft is exactly what we're looking for, and we look forward to welcoming the bingo hall into the Real Fun Group." Kevin McGinnigal, founder of Real Fun Group. Focusing on core strengths. Founded in 1957 by Paul Gosselman, Merkur Group is one of the oldest companies operating in the gambling industry. The family-owned group develops and supplies entertainment gaming devices while also operating a network of gaming arcades. On April 1, 2023, Merkur Group started offering online gaming and sports betting products. Quote, "We are excited to complete this sale with Real Fun Group. As we continue to evolve and grow in the gaming industry, it's essential for us to focus on our core strengths. The sale of the Merkur Bingo Club in Lowestoft allows us to sharpen our focus on our core slots and casino businesses, while ensuring the future success of our teams and enhanced bingo experience for our customers under the new leadership." Mark Schertl, Chief Operating Officer of Merkur Casino. The sale occurs on the heels of a recent regulatory setback for Merkur. The company's subsidiary, Merkur Slots UK, was fined nearly £100,000 by the UKGC last month for breaches related to player protection.